Well, I was just with Donnie Laird, who's a farmer here. Generations of his family have been farming, and they've never seen anything like this. We went through this cornfield. We were trying to find an ear of corn. We finally found one. It was about 4 inches long, and, you know, it looked like something you put in a salad. And Illinois is a mighty corn-growing state, same way with soybeans, and it relies on water. And hadn't rained here since June 11th, 0.6 inches. You know, more than a month has passed, and, you know, we cannot grow our crops without a decent amount of rainfall. So,
well, you have mentioned a little bit of what the state is doing. Can you be more specific on what can the state really do? Is it through government grants, or is it like loan modification program?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of loan modification for crop production, and also for just rescuing farmers who planted their fields. They had great optimism at the beginning of this growing season, but you know, with the drought, we're going to lose a large part of our corn crop. Both the federal programs and the state programs are in that direction. There's one that deals with some of the fields that are called CRP, Conservation Reserve Program. They can be used to feed the livestock. Very, very important, our livestock in Illinois that we export quite a bit. They'll not have anything to eat, and they're hurt by the water shortage as well. So this is really a crisis.
Now, obviously, some of the corn crop down south is already lost. Could there have been anything the state could have done or you have done earlier to prevent any of this from happening?
Well, you got to pray for rain. I think anybody who's concerned about our agriculture in Illinois understands that without water, you can't grow things that count, like corn and soybeans and other crops. So, you know, this is a situation, a natural disaster. We got to pray to God that it starts to rain across our state of Illinois. One thing that could be done right now in Washington is passing the Farm Bill. You know, they're kind of in the House of Representatives still debating that, and that one of the best ways to help our farmers in crisis is to pass the federal Farm Bill. And I talked to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture today, Tom Vilsack, and he asked me to plead with our members of Congress from Illinois and the House of Representatives to get the job done and get that bill passed, because that will help our farmers now, and they need it.
Well, what do you say to farmers, though? Some of them in Illinois have said you kind of reacted a little slow on this. They didn't see where you were at until recently. Do you feel like maybe you could have declared some of these counties a disaster area a little bit earlier?
Not really. Last week we declared 26 counties disaster areas. We now today have another 7 that qualify. You got to meet the federal rules for disaster assistance. That means 8 weeks of severe drought, and it also means that at least 30% of the corn crop or whatever crop is affected. So those requirements are necessary before you can declare anything a disaster area.